USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The murderer who opened fire Friday morning at a naval air station in Pensacola, Florida, killing three people, has been identified as an aviation student from Saudi Arabia. Now investigators are looking into whether the attack is terrorism related. Mayor Grover Robinson has a message for the Pensacola community.
This is a resilient community. We will overcome this, but today this is certainly a tragic day, and our thoughts and prayers are with all of them. Let me say for those of you locally, if you have no business over on this part of Warrington, please do not come over here. Everything is closed down.
Officials say the shooter at Wednesday's attack at the Pearl Harbor Naval Base was armed because he worked security. They said there was no evidence so far that would indicate that the attack is tied to terrorism at this time. They also said there is no reason to think there is further risk to people at the base. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The United States economy added 266,000 jobs in the month of November, blowing away the expectations. U.S. unemployment rate fell back to 3.5%, the lowest in 50 years. Stephen Moore is with the Heritage Foundation, and he's also a former advisor to President Trump on the economy. He tells Fox Business,
it's very, I don't want to keep adding politics to this, but if you listen to what all the Democratic candidates are saying,
yeah,
this is just an economy that's benefiting rich people, right? Only the super rich are benefiting.
It's just
that
not
is
true.
Complete nonsense, ladies
it's
and gentlemen. This
true.
Is an economy that is lifting, as John F. Kennedy would say, this is a rising tide that's lifting all boats, low-income people, middle-class people.
It's
in fact, the middle class, the only reason the middle class is shrinking is people are getting richer.
China is saying they will waive some import tariffs on some U.S. soybeans and pork. China's foreign ministry said in a statement today that the tariff waivers were based on applications by individual firms for U.S. pork and soybean imports. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Four people were killed in Florida after a jewelry heist and high-speed chase involving a stolen UPS truck. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has more on the story.
A deadly highway shooting in Florida. Four people killed, including a bystander, after armed jewelry thieves hijack a UPS truck along with its driver and lead police officers on a high-speed chase. It starts in Miami and ends when the driver runs into traffic in Miramar, about 25 miles away. The suspects engage in a shootout with police. This all starts around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The thieves holding up a store in Coral Gables, and a woman, an employee there, shot in the head by a bullet that ricochets off the floor. She's rushed to the hospital. The two thieves killed, along with the UPS driver and a bystander who was in another car.
Which is not only highly addictive.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention claims more than 6 million middle school and high school students have used tobacco in the past month. The CDC's Dr. Brian King says e-cigarettes were the most commonly used products.
E-cigarettes typically contain nicotine, which is not only highly addictive, but it can also harm the developing adolescent brain. And nicotine exposure can also prime the brain for addiction to other drugs.
Dr. King also tells NBC News,
we are seeing unprecedented levels of tobacco product use among our nation's youth, which is deeply troubling.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.